This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 8th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. July is the seventh month of the year. There are 177 days left in 2023. We have time to make this a good day and do the best we can to live well and be happy. We have an opportunity to set ourselves up for smiles, laughter, joy, or not. We can make this moment a pivotal one. Today, July 8th, is Be a Kid Again Day. We can choose to stop, to step into today, and to leave our worries behind us. We can let our inner child out to play and be a kid again. We can have a lighter day with no stress or worries. We can leave our cares at home and step into the world and embrace it like we did when we were a child. Remember when the days were so long they couldn't go fast enough and we couldn't wait to grow up? Well, it's July 8th. The day will be 1,440 minutes long. 916 of those will be daylight, so we can take advantage of the plentiful daylight and do what makes us happy. We can ride a bike, hike, walk, sit on a swing, throw a ball, run the bases, smile at strangers and ask to pet their dogs. We can laugh the 300 times we did as we did when we were a child. We can pull out the Monopoly game or cards to play fish. We can throw a stone or swim. We can be aware and amazed by the natural world around us. Today, we can do anything that makes us be a kid again. We can be carefree, recharge, and our responsibilities and worries won't go away, but this day to escape can help rejuvenate us, revitalize us, and recharge us so that we can look at ourselves with a fresh perspective. Maya Angelou said, "Hope is born again in the faces of children." Our own faces can be childlike when we open ourselves to the world and come out to play, to feel, and to express ourselves authentically and sincerely. Then we can regain hope too. Adult life can be exhausting. Keeping a stiff upper lip may let others say that we're strong, but laughing and being joyful in simple moments will build us up so we can handle the burdens we may have to carry. Others may bask in the warmth we exude when we're a kid again. So today, let's give ourselves permission to be impulsive, to reach for the ring on the merry-go-round, and enjoy the ride even if we don't grasp it. There is joy to experience in life each day. We can reach for the stars, do what makes us happy, and realize that regardless of our chronological age, we can choose to be forever young. We can be a kid again and again and again, however often we wish. Today, July 8th, and any other day we have to live, we can choose to make it a good day. We can live, and yet we can still be responsible. And yes, we can tackle our to-do lists, but we also can say yes to having laughter and enjoying the day and having some fun. We can have childlike moments. Children have regular breaks, recess in their day. Why can't we? We can learn from their example. We can let our inner child come out to play in the ways that give our life joy and happiness and leaves us open to making new friends, appreciate how wonderful it is to be kind and giving and open and, yes, childlike. Let's not leave our inner child hiding. Let's free them so that we can enjoy being forever young. No need to be old before our time. We can play, be a kid again, and have our best days each and every day, regardless of what our chronological age may be. Today, it's Be a Child Again Day, a perfect time to let ourselves feel like a kid. See how it goes for us. Remember of a little engine that could? We can turn back the hands of time by embracing a fresh, childlike mindset. Repeat after me. I think I can. I think I can. With the thought of being a kid again, let's expose our best inner child and let them be visible and exist in our world today. We can make magic happen. We can smile. We can take charge of ourselves. We can be curious, ask questions, ask why, and not stop until we're satisfied. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here today to share our experience, knowledge, and expertise, and we'll gladly answer any questions, big or small, in the hope that it will help empower us to take charge of our life and make informed decisions. So let's open our ears to what the team has to say and learn a little about several things. We can get health tips today from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of FemRenew Clinic, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source, Christine, the health coach, and we can also learn from Senior Move Manager Lori Bell, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin, and I can be your wardrobe doctor. So, we'll hear one important message about organ donation, and then we'll get started with Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us to share more information about investing for our retirement tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, this morning, Marilyn, I want to talk about, you know, it's a summer is here, the sun is shining, the weather is perfect for barbecues, but I'm going to take it to meaningful conversations about the loss of a spouse, and you'll hear in a minute why I'm doing that today. But, you know, the big picture is sunny skies and nice weather. But within that big picture, there are all the individual stories. And one such story came, you know, front and center just a few weeks ago. One of my clients became a widow. And, of course, we know that she's not alone. After all, 90% of Canadian women will find themselves widowed and fully responsible for their finances at some point in their lives. And it's no surprise that losing a spouse can be the most difficult transition in a woman's life. So how do you manage to somehow make some important decisions during that time of shock and grief? The answer is never simple or one-dimensional, but something that we know from our work with widows at the Farwell Group for over 20 years now is one of the best strategies for, well, dealing with becoming a widow come from being prepared ahead of time, planning ahead. Look, it's not a pleasant thing to ever talk about, though it is much easier to talk about it when you're both as a couple, when you're both healthy and living well together. One of the things that worries Leslie and I in our team, the Farwell Group, is that we see other advisors are not having these difficult but meaningful conversations. Their retirement planning does not include scenarios where the husband possibly dies sooner than the default of 90 or 95, the planning horizon that you'll see in a typical default plan, retirement plan. We've even seen cases where the woman is not included in any of the investment or long-term planning conversations with the advisor. This can result in big mistakes if a woman does become a widow suddenly. Mistakes like selling investments at a bad time, paying too much in tax, and not having the income you need to support your lifestyle alone. Mistakes that can really threaten your long-term financial health. Our process for every client is built to avoid these mistakes. Your retirement plans and legacy plans that we do for every client include scenarios of one or both not living to that ideal 90 or 95 default. And we have meaningful conversations in advance to prepare and strategize. What will happen if you do become a widow? One of those strategies is the decision-free zone. This comes from the training Leslie and I received in our one-year financial transition specialist course. The decision-free zone is a proactive timeout from making any essential decisions. The idea is to isolate the few decisions that are time-sensitive and most pressing. All others are divided into the soon or later categories. We also have a checklist ready of the 10 things that you do need to do. Losing a spouse can be hard enough. You'll need time to grieve, and through this grief, somehow make some important decisions. This is a time for close family members and friends and trusted advisors to step up and chip in. But if you don't have a trusted advisor, if you haven't had meaningful conversations about being prepared, mistakes can be made, so get one. Now you have some ideas about how to be better prepared. Proactive retirement planning, proactive legacy planning, ask questions. One of the things we know about children is they ask question after question after question. They're curious. Be curious about what might happen. Have strategies in advance, like the decision-free zone. For all of our From a Woman's Perspective listeners, I'm offering a 15-minute readiness call. During our call, of course, you can ask questions. I'll ask 7 questions, and at the end of our 15 minutes, you'll have a better idea of how prepared you are in the case of not everybody living to that ideal age of 90 or 95. And of course, for From Women's Perspective listeners, that's of no cost and no obligation.
Well, Darren, we can opt out for a day. We can be a child again, but we can't abdicate our responsibilities. And when we do, there's a cost and we pay for it. So your checklist, the 7 questions, that conversation to understand what happens when we become a widow are very important. Anyone wishing to learn more about how to plan for a future. I wasn't planning to be a widow as soon as I became one. And I did talk to Darren, and I did appreciate the information about the decision-free zone and other things. So to deal with the future and be prepared and take charge of your life, speak now, ask your questions now, and call Darren Farwell at 416-863-7501. That's 416-863-7501. We can be a child again and we can be lighthearted, but when we have a plan in place, then we're being responsible and we're ready for all eventualities. Darren, thanks for that advice and speak to you soon.
Look forward to speaking to you again, Marilyn. Bye for now.
Bye.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic joins us with her weekly health tip, and we'll talk more about endometriosis. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, yes, last week we talked about endometriosis, and I, as I mentioned, some of the typical symptoms that we see are pain, certainly, diarrhea, constipation, and the pain from endometriosis is really different than regular menstrual cramps. It's often chronic, occurs at all times of the month, and generally regular pain relievers for cramps don't necessarily work. So certainly from a naturopathic standpoint, a healthy lifestyle really helps to aim, it aims to reduce inflammation, and that's really the best approach to ending endometriosis. So one of the first key things we focus on is an anti-inflammatory diet. We're looking to choose whole foods, specifically those high in antioxidants, brightly colored vegetables, omega-3 fatty acids, for example. One of the key things I focus on is eating organic, because some research actually shows that pesticides and artificial colorings can contribute to endometriosis. Many of my patients choose to go gluten-free, or sometimes we test if they're gluten-sensitive, because studies show that women's symptoms are often improved after eliminating gluten, and even avoiding red meat, because red meat is linked to the development of endometriosis. It's probably because the estrogens associated with, for example, and the hormones often found in non-organic meat, for example. Some of my patients will use caution with dairy. There's a few studies that shows that dairy consumption actually reduces the risk of endometriosis, but actually some women do report it actually worsens the symptoms. So I often will advise women to keep a food diary, and sometimes we'll do some food testing to see what's going on. Focusing on fiber, and certainly avoiding alcohol, because alcohol is inflammatory. Many women report it makes their symptoms worse. Now, sometimes I will recommend exercise because of the benefits, and it's actually a natural way of managing pain. Sometimes we think, well, we don't really want to exercise if we're in pain, but certainly exercise stimulates the production of endorphins, and these are natural painkillers to help alleviate the severity of menstrual cramps, for example. Many supplements are often used, things that help with inflammation, enzymes, for example. And then naturopathically, I will sometimes prescribe bioidentical hormones, for example, progesterone, progesterone to offset higher levels of estrogen in the body. And the last thing, of course, is to reduce stress, because living with endometriosis is definitely stressful. Chronic stress actually worsens inflammatory conditions. So things like mindful meditation, yoga, and even moderate exercise can really help to manage the body's reaction to stress. So a couple of key things to focus on it, but if people have some questions, they wanted to get some more information, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
You can deal with any issue, including endometriosis, naturally. Dr. Betty offers a complimentary 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person. To get started, take down the number 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Whatever our age, we want to hear what's going on around us. Ask questions when we're curious. Seek answers to what puzzles us and respond. That requires we take care of our ears. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto is known for his ability to help us hear our best, and he joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today I wanted to share a story about one of our younger clients by the name of Evan. Evan has had hearing issues since he was a child, with ear infections and various surgeries to his ears over his childhood. Now, as an adult, Evan works as an audio producer, helping make great soundtracks for various TV shows and some movies. He does this with a special setup of his headphones, which allows him to adjust the sound just right so that he can hear his best to do a great job for his employers. But Evan has been having difficulty to listen to things when he isn't using his headphones. His ability to cope with live situations has become quite difficult, and he came in to discuss what help we could provide him with. What makes this case interesting is that Evan has uneven hearing loss between his ears. This makes it nearly impossible for Evan to hear where the sounds are coming from and how far things actually are. So we started a conversation with a full hearing assessment and just a general conversation about all the things that are important for Evan to be able to do. We ordered him a set of the latest rechargeable hearing aids, and we fit him last week with these devices. The setup was an interesting one for Evan, as a person who works with sound on a regular basis. This was his first set of hearing aids, and he didn't really know what to expect. He also never really put much thought into how the brain interprets sound in a balanced sort of way. Evan was floored by how simple it was for him to hear symmetrically. He could hear sounds from both sides of his body with such accuracy that even with his eyes shut, he was able to point out sounds from all directions. I usually explain to people that the brain is a powerful computer in a very dark room. It works best when signals are sent to it from all of our senses, and it interprets them in a meaningful sort of way. If one of our senses isn't providing enough information to the brain tries to compensate by using more of the other senses, but this increases the cognitive load on the brain, making us work much harder on all fronts. This is true for people of any age. Evan is someone who now has experienced how much easier his life has gotten by simply taking action on getting help to solve his hearing and balance issues. So here's my advice to all the listeners. If you or someone you know is noticeably having a difficult time hearing clearly or is asking people to repeat themselves, know that a solution is possible and should be at least be discussed so that you can help make people's lives better.
Well, you said it clearly. And anyone listening who has an issue with their hearing, an assessment is where it starts. And definitely, Edmund, you do explain things. One of my friends actually came to you, and she'd been to several hearing places who all just wanted to put hearing aids in her ears and send her on her way. She said you were the first person to take over an hour to explain everything that she needed and everything that was going to happen. And she'll never go anywhere else except hearing aid source centers. So thank you for helping my friend. And if anyone listening wishes to speak to Edmund and get started and ask their questions, what's the number we reach you?
The best number to reach us at is 416-754-4327.
Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Hearing Instrument Specialist Edmund Ivazian. Ask questions, as many as you need, to satisfy yourself and get the best hearing possible for yourself. 416-754-4327. Thanks, Edmund. I look forward to a happy story again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
As a child, we spoke to others openly and freely and expressed our emotions. As adults, we have more difficulty saying how we feel, so finding a new partner can be a challenge. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we can believe in Cupid and can call on her. Matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions help us find the right person when we're ready. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it's funny that this is our theme, because I got off the phone with a couple. He actually called me. His name is Ray, and he got together with Barb, and they've been together. They haven't been together that long, like less than a year, I would say. And I was trying to call him probably a month ago, and he said, yeah, well, we were gone for 10 days. We drove all the way around Lake Superior, and we just had an amazing time. And then he said what got it all started is they started dating, and she asked him if he could plan an adventure. So she was thinking, like, you know, go out for a meal somewhere or do something, you know, casually or whatever. And he shows up with these two shirts, and they're printed Barb and Ray's Excellent Adventure. They're these T-shirts. And anyway, the adventure was that they left through, I believe it was Niagara Falls, And they drove to different places, just wherever they felt like they decide that night that they'd go there the next morning. And they were gone for 7 weeks. And she looked at him at one point and she says, I don't know how you ever talked me into this. And he said, I spent my entire life as a salesman. I can talk people into anything. Anyway, they had this amazing adventure. And basically, I haven't been able to get hold of him since we matched them together because they're just on the go constantly. So I love that. And I love that, it's just like, it is like being a kid again. When you're dating, in your 70s, you don't have, your adult kid living in your basement trying to figure their life out. You don't have a school district you can't move away from. You don't have a job you have to worry about. It's like, what are we going to do for fun? And that's their entire attitude is like, what are we going to do today? And they figure it out. And it's just lovely to hear that. It's just so exciting. And we just love that as matchmakers, of course, when we're successful and people are having a great time.
That's a wonderful story. And it is possible to have an adventure and to be a child again for a day. And it sounds like for 7 weeks with Barb and Ray. So a shout out to Barb and Ray. And if someone wants to talk to you about meeting that right person, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is just give our office a call. If you're calling from the Toronto area, it's 416-777-6302. If you're outside of Toronto, because we do the entire province of Ontario, you can call our 1-877 number. It's on our website at mistyriverintros.com. You can also book an appointment right on the calendar on our website. There's a calendar on there that you can choose your time and date to do an interview with me. It's a free consultation. It doesn't obligate you, but it will give you a lot more information. It'll give me a lot more information. I'll be able to see whether or not we have enough people that meet the criteria that you're looking for. So it's always good to book one of those appointments and just spend some time with me and sort of I get to know you, you get to know how it works and that kind of thing. And that's how you get in touch.
So we can be a kid again. We can believe in Cupid and her matchmaking abilities. All we have to do is speak to Linda Miller. The phone number, 416-777-6302. Try it. Have that conversation and get started. It is possible. Don't lose hope. Thank you, Linda. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipient, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today I wanted to talk about some new World Health Organization advice. This came out in early June, and what the WHO said is they advised against non-sugar sweeteners for weight control. That means things like aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, stevia, stevia derivatives. All of these are basically shown not to be a benefit in terms of long-term reducing body fat in adults and children. And they also concluded that they may have potential undesirable effects. So yes, in the short term, when you start to avoid sugar and take a sugar substitute, you may lose a little bit of weight. But what they found is that it did not affect significant measurements in terms of your cardiometabolic health, and that means fasting glucose, insulin, blood lipids, blood pressure. It didn't really affect that in a significant way. And in the long term, it is associated with an increased risk for type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and all-cause mortality. We know that saccharin can be associated with bladder cancer, and that has a low certainty evidence, but there is some associations with other kinds of cancers as well. So the bottom line, you do want to reduce your sugar intake. In North America, we eat too much, but you don't want to choose an artificial sugar substitute. You want to get used to something that's a little less sweet.
So basically, reduce sugar and no sugar substitutes. That's very clear, good advice. And your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, does that. It advises us in clear language how to look after ourselves and take charge of our health. I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, for anyone who wants a signed copy to give to anyone as a gift. You're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777 to make an order, or ask for it in your local bookstore. Remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. Every good bookstore can order it in. It's on Amazon, and it's on Dr. Brown's website, drvivianbrown.com. Dr. Brown, thank you for that advice. I'm definitely avoiding sugar substitutes and sugar, and hopefully I won't gain any weight. And look forward to learning more from you next week.
It's all about healthy choices, Marilyn. We know that.
Thank you for giving us the advice and knowing what our choices and options are. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Nice to speak to you.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
It's Be a Child Again Day, so let's not be afraid to ask questions, as many as it takes to feel comfortable in our own skin and with our own vaginal health. Thanks to Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic, we're able to learn how to address our vaginal health and rejuvenate our vaginas. She's here now with her regular monthly visit to talk vagina. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning. So it's an interesting introduction, because today in my office I had a woman who came in and said, why doesn't anyone talk about vaginas and what happens to us as we get older? Because there are so many questions and we're lost. And I thought, you know, that's the perfect thing to talk about today, is why don't women address their vaginal health, and why are we always the one person in the family that just accepts what happens, and no matter how uncomfortable we are, we put it off and we put it off and we put it off. And that's why this forum is just so good, because, you know, it allows us to talk about vaginas. It allows us to address why things happen and what we can do about them. So thank you.
Well, thank you, because since we started talking vagina, when I go to women's groups and I ask women if they have been, they say because of you, they feel they're more comfortable talking about what happens after menopause. But remind us again about our vaginal health and how our vaginas age.
Sure, and I think it's important to know that when we go through menopause, it's not just the hot flushes. And, you know, as men all, or not men, but we often say we have rage, we have trouble sleeping, there's all sorts of different things that happen to us, but we also can have trouble in the vagina, and mainly it's related to vaginal dryness. And sometimes if women aren't sexually active, they don't know that that happens, but there are women who will complain of a bad odor or itching or discomfort in the vagina, and sometimes even the bladder, and it's all related to the same thing, the lack of estrogen in the genital area that leads to discomfort and can lead to other problems such as bladder infections or incontinence, and all of these are related to what happens to us as we get older. So it's the aging vagina, it's menopause, and it's the lack of estrogen.
For those of us who don't want to use hormone-based creams and medications, what do you say to us?
So that is what led me to look for the Mona Lisa laser in the first place a number of years ago. It's now 10 years that I've had her. I call her a her. And basically what the laser does is it's a laser resurfacing, a skin resurfacing of the vaginal walls that bring it back to health and bring it back to life. It regenerates the vagina tissue to come back to where it was before menopause. And so many women, it's life-saving, it's life-changing to them, because they finally feel like, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. I just needed to fix up the vagina. It helps bring back intimacy. It makes them feel better. They're not itching. They're not running to the bathroom all the time. And it really makes a difference. And yes, estrogen can do it too, but not everybody wants to use estrogen, as you said. And this is a non-hormonal, easy, safe, maybe more effective way of bringing back vaginal health to women.
If we want to find out more about the Mona Lisa laser and how it can help us, how do we do that?
So you can go to my website, femrenew.ca, and read about what we do here. Or you can call my office at 416-924-4666, and we'd be happy to bring you in and have the conversation.
So we can ask our questions by calling 416-924-4666. Femrenew.ca is the website. And do we need a referral, Dr. Weisler?
You don't need a referral to come to see me for vaginal dryness. I'm more than happy to see you, examine you, and the visit is covered by OHIP, and we can talk about what you need to do to feel better.
So we can rejuvenate our vaginas, be a child again in different aspects of our life, just because we aren't going to be shy asking our questions and having our conversation with gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic. The number, 416-924-4666. Thank you, Dr. Weisberg, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Okay, have a good summer.
Bye-bye. You too.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. I recently dressed Gail, a retired executive who dressed in tailored skirt suits all her career. Gail explained that aside from a few basic trousers and casual tops, she had little to wear in her retirement. I explained to Gail that creating a wardrobe for one's life is much like finding the right clothes for a holiday. One packs according to one's destination, itinerary, and personal comfort. Each of us have our life to live and dress for. Our activities dictate our attire. Gail explained she has tees and sweats and comfy clothes when she's at home. It's clothes to take her out her door but not to work anymore that pose a problem for her. Giving up her work uniform, the skirt suit, left her with almost nothing to wear for her new casual lifestyle. First, Gail edited her clothes using my closet organizing instructions from my website, marilyns.ca. She decided to keep her best black and navy separates, a pencil skirt, a pair of pants, and a blazer in black and in navy. That gave her six basic pieces to set a foundation for her new look. She sorted her tops and retained long sleeve and short sleeve tops in white, black, and navy. She packed her suitcase with her favorite items, and then she came to visit me at my store, Marilyn's. We reviewed her clothes, and we played. Gail had a natural affinity for crayon colors. She found that her happy colors were red, shades of blue, and canary yellow. They were her happy colors. Gail didn't own a pair of jeans, nor had she ever worn a soft, unstructured jacket or cardigan. In her visit to my shop, the working woman released her inner child and tried on new looks and played with mixing, matching, layering, accessorizing, soft, playful clothes, and fun items. The crayon colors that looked great on her and that she loved added punch to her basic navy and black separates. By the end of the visit, Gail had a smartly casual wardrobe that incorporated her black and navy items and reinvented them. We had a white cotton shirt jacket, a shacket to wear with her skirts and pants. She invested in tanks and sleeveless tops and t-shirts and ended up with an assortment in her happy colors: red, sunny yellow, cobalt blue, fuchsia, and a multicolor print as well. She tried on and purchased her first pair of skinny jeans by Yest and a classic jean jacket. In all, she got a dozen items. She smiled and enjoyed trying on hats in my shop, too. And she smiled even brighter when she found a red one with sun protection. All my hats are only $20, and that just made her happy as well. Gail now has a totally new look, based on the foundation of the quality tailored items that she owns in black and navy. She'll leave her blazers open and roll sleeves and relax their look. She'll enjoy her jeans and wear her jacket with her new tops and bottoms. And she'll add her denim jacket to relax her skirts and pants. Gail's inner child came out to play at my store, Maryland's, and she's a kid again, with a fresh, fun, comfortable wardrobe to take her everywhere she wants to go. She'll play with her clothes confidently, and the look she'll create will express the new Gail and leave the corporate Gail behind. Any woman listening who wishes my help to play and to discover her best look is welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. We'll work together, experiment, and play until we find your best look. 8 pieces of clothing can give you 24 changes. Also, next Saturday is our next bra clinic. So to book a time with me or for a personal bra fitting, just give me a call at 416-504-6777. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn West and your host. And we'll get useful tips from Christine the Health Coach, Senior Move Manager Laurie Bell, Accessibility Expert Daniel Wiskin, and more. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
At home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us with a happy story and some good information. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I do have a happy story this week, and it falls right in line with the theme of being a kid again. My client's name is Robert, and his wife's name is Terry. They both love taking showers, but as they age, they both are finding it difficult to step over the curb of the shower. They have quite a large bathroom, with the shower tucked away in the corner and a huge soaker tub pressed against the back wall. The tub doesn't get used anymore because it's too difficult to get in and out of. Instead, the tub just sits there and collects dust year after year and becomes a storage space for towels, toilet paper, and paper towels. Robert and Terry want to change since they have lots of space, but only a small corner of the bathroom is being used often. They want to be able to love their bathroom and not even think twice before taking a shower. That's why they gave Greater Toronto Accessibility the challenge and opportunity to redesign their bathroom to make it more functional, practical, and aesthetically pleasing. Keeping in mind, this bathroom isn't just for them, but it's for their guests to use as well. So it has to be functional and appealing to people of all ages or abilities. With that in mind, we totally redesigned the space. We removed the bathtub completely to allow space for a shower that was 3 times the size of their current shower, equipped with a large built-in bench with a quartz top. We installed the 3-function shower valve, which allows for a rain shower head and shower jets. We also built the shower so it's barrier-free, which means there's no more worry about a curb restricting access for Robert and Terry as they enter the shower. We then finished the shower with a beautiful custom glass panel and a glass door that swings in and out. The importance of a door swinging outside the shower allows for a grab bar to be strategically placed when entering a shower for safety. This is why you can grab onto a grab bar comfortably without maneuvering the glass. Lastly, we were able to double the size of their vanity and make the bathroom feel open and beautiful for anybody that is going to use it. This project from start to finish took Greater Toronto Accessibility 2.5 weeks to complete, and now Robert and Terry can feel like a kid again and shower whenever they choose to without fear. Robert and Terry noted that they were very pleased with our professionalism, cleanliness, and attention to detail. We are so pleased with the outcome and encourage anybody listening to make the changes they would like to see in their bathroom so they can feel like a kid again too.
I've seen your grab bars, and I don't think saying grab bars does them justice, Daniel. Perhaps you can describe them better.
For sure. And I say grab bars more just for the support because they hold 500 pounds of weight, but they look more like accessories. If you looked at them, you'd see a soap dish or a toilet paper holder or a towel bar holder, and they hold the 500 pounds of weight. So they look beautiful, they're dual purpose, and they fit in with your bathroom decor, and no one's going to point it out and say, oh, you have a grab bar.
I need them for my bathroom, Daniel. Would you mind coming and putting in a soap dish and a towel bar so no one will know that I have grab bars, but they'll look beautiful and I'll be safer?
100%, and you'll definitely be safer because the anchors that we put in do hold 500 pounds of weight. And whether we got to put them in, I think at your house, it is in drywall, but that's okay. We don't have to hit a stud. I got the right anchors, so it's going to look beautiful, and it's going to be safe for you to hold on to without having to worry about it falling out of the wall or inside your bathroom shower.
So anyone listening who has a bathroom and doesn't feel safe and doesn't want it to look institutional, how will you explain it and how do they deal with you, Daniel?
So the best way to do it is to schedule a total home safety check. And what that is I come to the home and we can go room by room and see what are the challenges you're having, and then you can get practical solutions for some of the challenges. So we can zone in the kitchen, we work in the bathroom, we work in the backyard if you're looking to redo your deck or maybe you want to put in a ramp. We can look at every area of the house, and then I'll write a report. So I'll take pictures, I will give you solutions, and a general price range of what it's going to cost to either renovate your bathroom or redo your kitchen. Whatever it is you have in mind, that's what the Total Home Safety Check is all about. At the end of it, I'll email you a copy of the report, or I can actually mail out a paper copy if you don't work with email, and you'll have a roadmap to the future for a total home safety check.
And how much will this total home safety check cost? It sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, so it's usually $89.95. That's what I charge for it, which isn't very much to begin with, but I do want to give away a special this week, and I want to give that total home safety check away for free for the first three callers.
So if anyone interested in having a total home safety check, Daniel Wiskin, accessibility expert, will come to your home and outline a map for your future renovations, bathroom, kitchen, or any other area in your home. And the number, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. We all can be safe in a tub and a shower. We can be proud of our bathrooms. And if we're not, one call will get you started. 647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin, accessibility expert of GreaterTorontoAccessibility.com. Thank you, Daniel. I look forward to hearing another happy story next week. And hi to Robert and Harriet.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. Talk to you next week.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Interval training. It's one of the top workouts year after year. Interval training is the perfect workout for adults who want a faster, more efficient way to stay fit and be healthy. This form of exercise delivers results, sometimes even better results in less time than traditional workouts. Adding just a few variable intensity workouts to your regular exercise regimen can boost your fitness level faster and reverse more of the effects of aging on your body than if your entire workout is at the same intensity level. And new research shows interval training works even without the high intensity part and is safe, effective, even for people of all ages. The latest research shows that even mini interval training workouts lasting a few minutes can counteract the bad effects of sitting for too long. That's great news since sitting is linked to the risk of developing many chronic diseases, including heart disease and diabetes. These workouts are so short, you can easily squeeze them in as exercise snacks throughout your day. So call me for a private complimentary consultation about starting your interval training at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
So you can do interval training and for a few minutes a day, feel like a kid. Let your inner child out. And complimentary fitness and advice from Christine, she can be your health coach. Just one call gets you started. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge and experience to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and she'll leave us smiling. She's here now with her tip of the week. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. My tip of the week this time is to go into your upcoming downsizing and move preparations with a focused strategy. What, if anything, can be shared with family and friends? What, if anything, can be sold? What can be donated with a tax receipt? What can be donated without a tax receipt? What can be recycled? What will unfortunately need to go to landfill? Demographics and personal preferences have changed the current resale and donation landscapes, and at Moving Seniors with a Smile, we can help you to successfully navigate it all so that your strategy is an informed one. Call me, Lori, at 416-697-8106 to book your complimentary consultation in the GTA.
Well, Lori, you do have your fingers on the pulse of what's happening in the world of furniture and donations and what to do and what to give away. So one conversation with Lori can put your mind at ease. The phone number again, 416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Once you deal with her, you'll move and downsize with no regrets. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too. Now that we know it's Be a Child Again Day, will it be a day to shed the weight of being all grown up and be a day our inner child comes out to play a little or a lot? I must be honest, because my inner child comes out quite often. I do smile and talk openly to strangers. I stop to pet dogs. I put my butt on a swing whenever I'm near a playground, and I let people see the real me. I love to laugh, and I love to laugh uncontrollably until I cry. I can't be a child 24/7 every day, but my childlike qualities do emerge whenever possible, and I run with it. I plan to be as young as I can for as long as I can and enjoy being a kid again as often as possible. Please join me today and try for some of those 54,960 seconds of daylight moments we have today to let your inner child come out to play. To naysayers, I'll repeat what Walt Disney said. Growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional. We can't abdicate from our responsibilities, but as Happy from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs said, you're never too old to be young. So let's use today as a starting point for those who perhaps have lost touch with their inner child. Let's try today to let the childlike wonders within us emerge and smile. Let's laugh and do whatever our inner child wants to do. Let's not allow our chronological age to dictate. Rather, let's work at keeping our inner spark alive. Let it shine. Let's play when we can and enjoy being a child again whenever the opportunity presents itself. And never be shy to ask questions and seek answers, as many questions as needed until we're satisfied. Our life is ours to explore and enjoy, and we don't need to do it alone. We can ask for help as we need it. We can explore possibilities. We can take charge of our life and live the best we can each and every day, adult and inner child existing as one. For anyone listening who has questions, feel free to reach out to your From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. They'll gladly share their experience and expertise. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Look under the On Radio heading, Sponsor Expert List. Or you're always welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, directly at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Our hour together is almost at an end, and it's time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, essential service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Enjoy being a child again today, and try to do it more often. Laugh and play and have fun until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care, be well, and be forever young for as long as you can.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.